This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
So Anna appeared on this podcast about a month ago, 3 weeks ago.
No, it was at least like 2 months ago, maybe a month and a half. All right.
And this podcast show is based out of Tampa, Florida. And they got these two guys, these two dudes on here. Well, before we break this down, the sweaty...
Sweat equity.
There you go. The sweat equity. Before we break the podcast segment that Anna was on, which I think is their most watched video they've ever had.
It has like 12 views.
They have some bit. Now, these poor guys have gotten together like 367 times because they number their podcasts.
Yeah.
And I look at some of their stats there, and like there's one podcast that they released 7 months ago that has zero views.
Zero whole views. Like, so they didn't even watch it themselves.
I mean, I guess you're right
just
on that.
Just to test it.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. I ask Anna, so where do they record this thing at? And she's like, in Ybor.
Yeah, I think their studio is in Ybor. And it looks like a legit studio.
But here's what you're missing. I think that Blitz probably sniffed this out years ago, and I just sniffed it out. But Blitz, I think there's a certain amount of places around town that have these little cubicle studios built. And they just throw, they have microphones and they have a table and they pipe your stuff over to
that. They do that next door.
And then all they do is like, you know, like for instance, Seth, if he was to have his podcast here, they'd shuffle these two guys out and put Seth's logo on that screen. And now this is Seth's studio.
Oh, yeah, that's what most people do. Most podcasts are like that.
So
they just rent a studio.
Don't think that this is their podcast. And Blitz, what I'm saying is, I got two or three studios we could do this to.
Well, I mean, by the looks of it so far, I see a $79 TV, a couple hundred bucks in foam, and $200 in microphones.
But Blitz, there's probably some stupid people out there, like these guys, that are paying somebody $50, $100, I don't know, to come in there and put their logo on a 20 by 14 screen and record this and hand it to them on a thumb drive and said, see you later, buddy. Get on out of here.
Yep.
And so what would be stopping us?
We don't want people traipsing through here wrecking our stuff.
Oh.
It's not worth it. The money's not there.
Is it what do these places get? Like $50 an hour?
Something like that.
Yeah. It's not worth, you know, the electricity it takes open really the gate not. Up. But Blitz, what I'm saying is we very well, that's what's happening here, right? This is like a studio chop shop.
Yes.
So Anna,
a lot of comedy clubs are doing that too. Like they'll have a room that they offer cuz you know a lot of comedians do podcasts.
Right.
They'll do the same.
Smart.
Thing.
Smart, very smart.
I think it's adjacent to where one of them works, so I don't know if they know.
But that
the
would be a good
or...
business blitz. Like if you had a warehouse and you could have just one person work there, yep. right? And you could build, you know, five studios and just have a constant rotation of humanity that wanted to do podcasts.
I mean, there's not enough people that want to do podcasts for that. But yeah, I mean, just having one or two maybe. Like you just have an extra room somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I got to think there's some suckas that don't know they go out and buy this equipment and do it on their own, and they just want to, you know how the new millennials, they want this least amount of work that they can do.
Right.
I'll pay $50 to go down there. And then, Anna, you're right, they kind of pull it off like it's their studios, right?
Because
even you said they got nice studios, did you not?
I think it's adjacent to where one of them works, so I didn't know if it was... like his studio or I wasn't sure the
Seth,
setup.
You're in the podcasting game heavily. Is that what is being done here? And is there a certain amount of these places that do that?
Yeah, I don't know of any, like to me, if they're happening, I don't know. I just know a lot of people were trying to get the podcast rental studio off the ground for a while. But
yeah.
I think, you know, when Zoom kind of came on the scene.
People really could do it at home, right?
Yeah, but people like there are people that feel like that think you need the whole all this radio stuff and you need a board, and you need these mics, and you need these glamorous headphones and all this stuff because they yearn to be radio guys. But you know, deep down to run a podcast, you basically don't need all that stuff.
Two microphones in a closet.
That's it.
I mean, about it.
Yeah.
So Anna, I'm looking at this. Podcast.
Yeah.
Sweat Equity.
Yeah.
Sweat Equity.
You got it.
Now, this is one that they released in January, and they haven't got any views on it.
Are we going to be the first view?
Let's be the first view. Let's be the first view.
I deposit. It'll happen.
I feel like you tricked me into getting one.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, now it's a big rib. I've been talking behind my back, all my friends.
Yeah.
Can't believe Eric fell for it.
Eric fell for it, yeah.
Idiot.
It could be worse.
I don't know if this is going to count for a view or not. That's the only reason I even went. I just wanted to give the poor guys a view.
Hmm.
Now, Anna, this is...
Now we're talking.
This is the Sweat Equity show that you are on. Or podcast.
Yeah. I was asked by one of the guys to do it. So.
And it says, it's show number 255. And it's how to fail upwards in radio with Bubba the Love Sponge's Anna Hummel.
They were trying to put me over.
And I appreciate that, and I appreciate them promoting the brand.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with them. I have a problem with you.
Anna goes, how did you find this? I said, it says Bubba the Love Sponge in the title. It pops up very easily.
Yeah, Anna.
Now, it's hidden.
Now, I will tell you this, man. You know, it does. Now, is this their most watched video?
I have no clue.
I think it is. See if you can look for that.
How many views does it
sort
have?
You can sort their channel by views. Yeah.
How many views does it have?
Don't be modest, Anna.
I'm curious.
430.
Really?
Here we go. Let me let's go sort.
Go to videos.
Videos. And then sort by most popular. And you're number two, Anna.
Cool.
How to dramatically reduce frustration on any creative something. This is their number one video.
So it's Bert Kreischer?
This is their number one watched podcast.
That's before they bought the foam.
No. Now,
that's who Anna went on the date with twice.
Yeah. Anna, is that the guy? You went on it? How many?
Yeah, I did.
Anna, you...
Two. Not just one, two.
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me just get a ruling on this.
Yeah.
Seth, I want you to be my witness, Blitz. I want you to validate it. And that is... We're going to get into a little bit of your personal life that may be involving dating, but you've already spoke, you've publicly gone on this guy's podcast Yeah. That gives me legal standing to talk about this topic.
Yeah, I don't
this
know
This is
about...
not a private matter. You've made this public.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
can
now
we,
at
can
that
we not
point...
say his name if unless he says it?
Yeah, if he doesn't say it. Yeah. I mean, if he identifies...
He's like, hey, I'm so-and-so.
But... If he says it, then we will. But other than that, we can't.
The thing is, Bubba, about this guy that you've got to kind of freeze-framed Willie here that I like is that Anna went out with him twice, meaning that she was intrigued with him enough to go out with him two times.
Well, He's got a big face.
On the Sweat Equity podcast, LinkedIn, the About says, realistic business advice for small businesses, startups, and people with ideas, hosted by Toko Baga Consulting's Law Smith and Eric Redinger.
So that's what the description says publicly, correct, Blitzkrieg?
Yes.
Law Smith and Cliff Redinger.
Oh. Recorded in the Sweat Lodge podcast studios in beautiful Ybor City, Florida.
Is this Ed Law or whatever his name is?
Yeah, it's Ed Law.
Blitz, what is it again?
Jude Law.
Is this Jude Law?
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Uh-oh.
He says his name. So I don't have to worry about it. He'll... Hey, guys, what do you think? Your Bubba Love Sponge from the Power Pig, where I could let music go on for a long time and people would listen? You're podcasting. Get to it as quickly as you can.
They want to show they have multiple cameras for...
Woo! This really, really gives us radio guys a bad name.
Johnny. God Almighty, this is a Sweat Equity podcast. A little low tone, a little chill today.
Not me. Fuck that.
Amped up. All right. I thought we were going, NPR style, Terry Gross.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
A little chill.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
A little sleepy time.
This is like the third time. Yeah.
Sleepy time is right.
Dude, I got really dad mad on Friday, but I'm not even embarrassed by it. This Mevo camera is sweet, but we have some other guys that are using our conference room slash studio. I do another podcast called Triple Option on Sunday mornings for college football.
Man.
Oh.
Being on the radio, and it's just not even me. Everybody's doing it now. It used to be kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but you're still like,
Jesus.
This makes you look good.
I actually think this makes us look like even more superstars.
Their studios to rent is $170 an hour for a minimum of 3 hours.
Oh, now we get that.
It's a 400 square foot, and you can put up to 10 people there.
Shout out over there, but
hell, we can build that. I got two of those over there.
Anna, why are you squirming already? Because this isn't even the episode you're in. Is it because you feel like that these guys are going to get grilled? Is it that you want to go out with him again?
Anna, don't put it in. Anna, Anna, don't appear on these people podcasts and don't think we're not going to find it. And so anything you do publicly on the same type of forum and stage that we pay, that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, okay.
Good news is their booking schedule is completely open. They have nothing filled, it looks like.
Yeah, you might want to lower your prices, cousin, because Bubba Clem's going to come in at 100 an hour and 2 hour minimum. Undercut you. Bubba Krabs, I got to get some money.
And give you a producer on site.
Yeah.
There's includes a producer.
I'm going to give you a Colton.
They offer the premium package.
They give you the fully produced audio and video podcast.
We'll give you Colton Blitz. Let him. Hey, Colton, guess what? We'll give you a percentage of what you make on the podcast and a studio rental.
Configured on the mixer, and I don't know audio, and I just get flustered.
Yeah.
Especially when we try to jam this in we don't really.
I'm glad you can jam in something with radio because you didn't jam in nothing with Anna Hummel.
We don't know that.
We don't know that.
They have a lunch break, but we try to jam it in for 20, 30 minutes, what would be considered someone's lunch break.
Now, are these guys just working podcasting all day?
No, like I think they both have other jobs.
They're taking a lunch break.
They're swiping right on Anna at some part of the day.
No, I didn't meet him online.
Real life?
Swiping right on Anna.
That's a friend.
That should be your new show.
Actually,
swiping
yes,
left
did,
because
swipe.
Everything you do is no. Anna Hummel, swiping left. You swipe left in life. No, nothing's of right for us.
That's actually a good show name.
Swiping left.
Yeah, I like that.
No, it sucks. It's bad. I hate it. No.
That is my inner monologue.
I know. Swipe and left.
But when Anna gets drunk, she goes on a swiping spree. I think she just will swipe anything that has eyeballs.
So,
and then we spend 20 minutes fixing it, and then we don't do it. And
right.
Then,
well,
you know. It's all about processes.
I'll tell you about the process. We're going to go to the Anna Hummel. Anna, you're not even the number one viewed program of their...
That'll change after today.
Oh, yeah. Podcast number 255. How to fail.
Comedy business podcast.
Now, the group of men have changed now?
No, those are the same guys.
Hold on.
That video was like 2 years ago.
Hold on.
Or 3 years ago.
The big-faced blonde surfer dude...
Is on the right.
Is now a Guido? Yeah, how do you go from a Guido... Oh, hold on.
He looks like the situation.
I've never seen this type of transformation in front of my eyes.
Still handsome.
Hold on.
And how old is that video right there you're
texting
watching?
And
hold on.
From 2017.
The thing I've been doing is don't know what this is, man. And kind of services.
Some people hard.
And,
hold on.
He
you
did
know,
get
honestly,
COVID.
A lot of these podcast episodes come
out. So there he looks like a surfer dude, a little bit thicker, you know.
Somebody said dark match Matt Riddle in chat.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. There he's kind of a dark match Matt Riddle. And now, this is him right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Once well, he's got his hair
He got off the roids.
No, Anna rejected him, and he just turned his... He's transforming now.
So, Anna...
He's transitioning.
So, okay, we've established that these are the two dudes that we just saw a few minutes ago, right?
Yeah.
And this is Ed Love and Fred Jen...
Fred Durst.
I don't know.
The whole thing has a very I just mean this in a descriptive way. I thought it was like a gay podcast.
Yeah.
Is it because the tie kind of, and the bow and the collar looks
no,
like
a, I mean just it's the balls just, and, it just got a gay feel.
It's the I think it's the colors, it's them.
It's his hair parted down the middle with white headphones.
Well,
and it's like, you know what? He's trying to be Johnny undercover gay guy. Like, he doesn't want anybody to know his identity. And I don't know that anybody should be wearing. I don't know that wearing a mask and being a radio host is quite the best sounding or looking thing.
But he knew this visual was going to be big because Anna was going to be on the show. So
we're watching this podcast, and I don't got to go hate with these guys. And Anna,
they have helped launch over 20 podcasts. It says
podcast.
Oh, it's animated.
So Anna,
obviously by the audio quality, you can tell they're pros.
Wow, I think how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba.
Man. Otter's dying, and she doesn't even have anything to do with this, barely. You just showed up on their podcast.
Yeah, I just
did.
Hey, I might want to hire these guys to take Colton's. I mean, if they could produce this kind of stuff with my
170 an hour.
Is Hottie Toddy their thing? Is that what they say?
Hottie Toddy.
Hottie Toddy.
I mean, it's a pretty good.
They also have a championship belt.
Now, I mean, Anna, like, do these people look at me as like a radio god? Or would I be like, just, you know? No, I mean, like, are they going to, you know, think that I'm.
You're no Joe Rogan to them.
Yeah, it's true. Now, is that the guy that you dated?
No.
Right here?
No.
Right there?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He lost all of his hair.
No, he didn't. Well, he was wearing a hat in the first video. Keep that in mind.
Did you let him hit it?
I did not let him hit it.
Hit it from the back?
The back?
Or the front?
My side, my neck.
Or the middle?
in a luxury sedan, no.
Minivan.
Did he,
I mean, you guys made out, for sure.
I have a funny story about that, and no, we did not.
What's the funny story? Is that you guys went to make out, and you, like, extended your hand?
What's this?
that's the guy that actually runs the studio.
Come on.
Not the long hair guy, the other guy.
That's him?
Yeah, with his championship belt.
Which, by the way, I have one, too. Same kind, Blitz. But mine goes to the head of the council, the Bubba Light. And Bubba Light's not jobbed out on some back of some pontoon boat in Moon Lake.
Funny story. That guy asked me out last night.
Wait, like last night?
Like last night on like Facebook Messenger.
Man, you're running a lot looser.
I didn't
in life
say anything.
Than you on the show. I wish you'd run a little looser on the show.
What did he offer you?
I don't know. His body? I don't know.
So this is the sweaty business.
Yeah.
What about my sweat equity?
Damn.
You want to? Well,
no, I mean, that was.
Now, but
we had some technical difficulties in the beginning.
Now, did the guy dye his hair black, or is that his natural color? Because we've gone from blonde.
Oh no, it's probably just the roots are darker.
To black.
Did you run your fingers through it?
No.
Comedy Business Podcast.
I did not.
Arbitrated. All right, I'll just do
Arbitron,
it then.
What about my sweat all equity? Howdy, Tommy.
I mean, ask them how much they charge to produce me up some videos. I mean, Blitz, as much as I'm clowning it, maybe these guys got some skills and can soup up our turds that Colton are producing.
You think so?
Yeah.
What about my sweat?
I am open for anything at this point.
Damn.
You want to? Well,
no, I mean, that was.
Now, but
that
I'm
is
sorry.
Brutally honest. Brutally honest insight about yourself.
Now it's without context.
Hey, Anna. So now, like, we're just picking you up, like, midstream here. Like, there was no introduction.
Well, no, you're halfway through the video.
Yeah,
so you can't really go from here, right?
No, it went from the intro. To now, Anna's
yeah, they
here.
Did like their ad read. Now they're going to go
no,
into
it's
Anna.
No, okay. We're not going to relive
the
moment. The
whole podcast is 10 minutes.
What?
The whole podcast is only 10 minutes.
I guess.
So it's
I got.
Exactly.
I was on for like an hour.
Let's try it again.
I got 10 minutes of it.
Ooh. Yeah.
And come on, from the top, guys.
No.
Are we going now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't prepare anything at all. Just letting you know.
Hey,
so
yeah, that's a
real radio pro.
Well, he told me not to.
Of our gimmick.
You're the guest.
Okay, cool. Gimmick is no plan, then I'm all about that.
Yeah. By the way, this is Anna Hummel appearing on somebody's podcast somewhere in Ybor with some dude that she dated 2 times.
Well, are you going to... Now, you already went out twice with the host. Now, the co-host asked you out. Are you going out with him?
Now, this guy, you went out, physically went out with this guy 2 times.
Yeah.
And just as early as last night, this guy asked you out. What'd you say? What did you say to this guy?
You want me to read it?
Yeah, I do.
Well, here we go. Anna's ready to open up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is your idea.
I just got a new message. I mean, this was
by the way,
from last night.
By the way, can I go on record by saying she offered to read? I didn't demand that she read it.
Yes.
You never know with this bitch. All right, go ahead.
He basically kind of talks trash about his friend that I went out with and asked me out.
If I can stop everybody in mid-sentence.
Yeah, they I wonder if they have like a falling out or something or like, because...
What I'm saying is, Now, Colton needs to pay attention. That's how you do clip art. That's a thumbnail Willie right there.
That looks good.
Took the best, hottest picture that Anna's ever taken in her life.
Yeah, that's airbrush and everything.
And then, I mean.
What? It is. It's not
but
my
I mean,
real face.
Very well done. Very, it
yeah,
looks
like so simple, too.
It looks great. And then you sandwich it between the guy she's been with two times.
Don't say I've been with.
And who's well. Trying to get some of that ass. You throw in a fancy Anna Hummer deal. That is nice. That's how you do a thumbnail right there. Which just goes to show you can either have good content or good thumbnails.
So how'd he ask you out?
He said, I'll be blunt. I'd like to take you out. I mean, I know you went out on multiple dates with the other guy, so you'd probably like...
Law Smith.
Yeah.
Law
so you'd
Smith.
Probably like to get a chance to talk. I love him, but Jesus, he never shuts up. Also, it's impossible to hurt my feelings, so just say no if you'd like. Doesn't mean your hookup is blown. If anything, that is such a cringe-worthy fodder for both of us, so you're welcome.
Hold on. This is all him?
What?
Yeah.
I was texting somebody. Start back from the top. What? What?
Jesus.
It goes this... Okay, his first message to you, start out again. Sorry, I'm paying attention now.
I'll be blunt. I'd like to take you out. I mean, you went on multiple dates with Law, so you'd probably like to get a chance to talk. So he's talking trash about Law, which isn't nice. I love him, but Jesus, he never shuts up. Also, it's impossible to hurt my feelings, so just say no if you'd like. Doesn't mean your hookup is blown regarding marijuana. If anything, this is such cringeworthy fodder for both of us, so you're welcome.
So he sells weed on the side.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. Or maybe he just wants me to have some of his. And then I said, this is my response to him.
Bitch, I give you hits every Friday. I'm not getting no ass.
Are you ready for my response?
Or maybe it's not
weed. Hold on.
You ready for my response?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you going through a divorce?
Oh, geez, Anna. Come on.
Yeah.
It's public! And I've heard that he's not handling well. So I don't want to be a rebound. Because I was a rebound for... Law, because Law was also
you
going
can't,
to divorce.
You need to be a rebound. You can't rule out anything right now. This guy might be ready to
Dennis
love
Rodman
again.
Dennis Rodman didn't put in 30 a night, but he got 15 rebounds, right? And he was worth his weight in gold.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not.
Rebounds are cool.
They got to, work out
I'm looking
ish.
For a rebound.
Why don't you just ever just say yes or no?
That's all I deal with is rebounds.
Just say yes.
I like to extract more information before
Bubba,
I
Bubba, like these poor guys.
I don't want to be the first or second guy. I want to be the rebound king at three.
Dude, these guys. Like are putting themselves out there, and then Anna's just making it 10 times worse.
They put them out there like a bunch of pussy. She just swords them right down.
Yeah.
Like he could even been more of a pussy.
Did he write you?
Remind him.
Did he write you back?
Yeah.
About the divorce.
Yeah.
Okay, then you can't stop at that. You're the one that got us into this topic. Keep reading on.
Yeah, I'm taking my pants off now.
My lord.
These sweat shorts are hitting the floor.
I said, aren't you going through a divorce? Forgive my frankness. As if to backpedal, but not really. He says, yep, but I'm not like my friend when it comes to talking about it. I understand social norms and cues. So you're going to just bury it deep down inside that you're hurting? I don't know.
Hold on, what?
Anna said the guy's hurting.
And she has to throw it in his face.
What in the hell?
Burying it deep down is the best way to handle it.
I don't want to. I'm not trying
down.
To be with someone.
He wants to bury it deep down.
Who's just trying to get over their ex.
He's
like,
maybe just wanted to hang out.
Hey, Anna, guess what? Newsflash. He's just trying to get some ass.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want.
And why don't you tell him, hey, listen, I'm not interested in just being somebody's piece of ass.
Yeah.
No, it's for real.
Okay,
that's being respectful to you, but I mean, I'm not going to be somebody's piece of ass.
Yeah, because that way he can start lying and saying, oh, I think you're very interesting and we could go out on some dates.
And then you'll say, listen, you can't get me. I know all the tricks of the books. I know how you're just trying to get
books.
Some ass, you dirty birdie. You dirty birdie, Mr. Man, you. I hate men.
I don't
you
hate
know
men.
That. I hate men deep down.
Oh.
Yes, just let us, just let us
relax. I think I need to get both of these jokers in here tomorrow on the show, and we peel this on a Hummel back.
No!
Wow, good idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let me investigate.
Alive in studio, let me investigate.
It's not even like it has to be a series. Let me investigate. She just needs to get a hold of these guys and say, hey, Bubba would like to have you guys in on the studio tomorrow.
To promote the podcast.
And yeah, to promote your podcast, ask you a few questions, come to a big time. I mean, they'd probably, Seth, they'd probably walk into this place and be like, oh my God, this is like Howard Stern studio.
I mean, how could you, we should let them record an episode in the back studio.
Yeah, you guys can record an episode. Bring your own thumb drive, cuzzos.
With Anna.
I'm surprised you dated a guy with multiple kids.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, multiple kids.
Anna, the...
I was trying new things.
Ed Law's got...
Blitz is unraveling this.
Blitz has already got him people checked out. Blitz has software. He's got all kinds of things.
Blitz knows where this guy is right now.
Blitz knows everything. Hold on. So what's the guy's name? Jude Law?
Jude Law.
Jude Law, the one on the right, who's gone from Spicoli to Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
He's gone from Spicoli to Danny DeVito. And he hosts, he's half of the hosts of the Sweat Equity podcast that's gone out with Anna.
He's got
two different times.
A 3-year-old boy and a 2-year-old girl.
Has two kids going through a divorce. Went out with Anna two times. Had Anna on the podcast. And now the co-host, Half Pint over there, Eminem wannabe. And now
he's a stand-up comedian.
Also going through a divorce. And he's got a kid. And he is, as early as last night, reached out to Anna.
Well, it was
Hummel
a long time ago, but I ignored the first message.
Kids are cool. And said, I know my partner, the guy that you've been out with two other times with two kids and going through a divorce, I know that he won't stop talking. He drives you insane. But how about me getting some of that ass?
That's kind of weird, though. I mean, I'm sure these guys see a lot of women, but what if Anna did go out with this guy and they ended up hitting it off? I mean, wouldn't it make it?
I was
it...
afraid that...
I didn't like the way that he was talking about his friend behind his back. Like that.
These guys are just trying to hit it, and you're kind of a little bit of a star right now. I've made you a star, so that puts up your hit factor.
Would you let them both hit it?
No, she's not letting either one of these guys hit it.
I'm sticking up for you.
Like I'm saying, Anna doesn't. Neither one of these jokers have a chance.
You know, you said you were trying new things. I was trying new things,
like being open to dating guys with children.
Okay.
Oh, I was giving you the benefit of the doubt. Sorry.
Okay.
If she was going to blast one of these twos, it'd be the guy on the left. She likes him more. I'm just telling you.
No, I disagree.
It'd be
the guy that she hung out with.
Two kids?
Yeah.
And you never made out with this guy?
Anna, quit lying!
Something bad happened, though.
What? You went out with the guy. You went out with Guido.
Yeah.
How recent? The two dates were how long ago?
They were in February of 2019.
All right, so a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And you said something bad happened. Did the condom break?
No. That would have been better than what happened.
Did he get PD?
No.
Oh wait, this is the guy?
What?
Yes, this is the guy you talked about.
Oh
no.
Let me investigate. 3.77.
No. He asked if he
3.77.
Yes, if you had a condom.
We were at a bar.
Dental
and,
dam? Did he ask for a dental dam?
There was no one at the bar, and then I don't know if I was feeling it, and so I was talking about stuff that I thought would turn him off, and then he was like interrupting me. He's like, do you want to make out right now? And I went, bah, 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 bah. I got to go. And so I just kind of scurried away and like ran to my car. And
so a guy asking you, do you want to make out?
Yeah.
I didn't want to.
And then
you said you were talking about slutty things.
What do you mean?
You said you were talking about like slutty things.
No, not slutty things. I was just talking about stuff that I thought would like just turn him off. Like,
well,
I was just
like
going
poop
off
and poop and like, you know.
No, I don't know. I was just rambling about something, and he was giving me a weird look, and I'm like,
see,
okay,
this
is
the problem, Anna. You and your little stupid brain. You're with a guy, and instead of talking, you know, most women would be like, I'm going to talk about some cool stuff because I like this guy. And
she didn't like him.
Start talking about like dead babies and
right.
No, I hope this was on date two.
Yeah, it was on date two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you trying to get out of the date?
Yeah, I think so. I was just feeling, I don't know. He was just freshly out of it. I don't even think he was divorced yet. Like, I think he's separated, but I just was like, I don't think this is going to work. And then I was trying to, you know, end things. And then he was looking at me and I just started talking about like just boring S.
And then he was like, hey, you want to make out?
Yeah. And then I freaked out. I freaked out. and I aborted mission immediately.
And what was the first text from whom after the aborted mission?
I guess it was from him. I just remember closing my door to my car and just like, I was like, I've never done heroin before, but I imagine this is what it feels like. And I was just like, I gotta go.
Such an uptight bitch.
Wait, like it was a good feeling?
Yeah, to be in my car.
At the news saw Bubba, your new team, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Because I was fired from my last job, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Jump right in.
For the fine Bubba Army out there, I got on. I'm doing full-blown Zoom willies with these jobber shows.
He's a friend.
Dating them.
Did you feel like you owed him after the date?
I feel like she's really watering my brand down.
What happened? What happened now?
Did you actually say Anna's name and credentials or anything?
I'll throw it in.
The connection was really bad, too. So if I don't understand what they're saying, that's why.
Yeah. I went on the show she's talking about that she got fired from a bunch of times.
You didn't go on my show there, buddy.
No, the one I got fired from, he said.
Yeah, not in the last 4 years, though.
Yeah.
Why are you self-conscious of the pimple on your chin or something?
I didn't know I had one.
Oh, I mean, like,
I might move my hand.
Are you doing like a thinker type deal?
I don't know what I'm doing, Bubba.
Are you trying to smash your face?
Am I trying to fist myself? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
No, are you
trying
to...
That's what you said.
No, I was with your face.
Johnny B's show.
Yeah, but not when I was on the show, is what I'm saying.
No. Okay. But I did want to come on and talk about.
Horrible.
Are you regretting? Did you regret going on?
No, he asked me to do it, and I did it.
If you're a guy that has a basement, lives in your mom and dad's place, and you got a podcast or anything, and you want a big time, just Anna will do anything. She will do anything. Just simply ask. Hey, Anna, I want to talk about the reverse sewage effect of plankton.
What?
I got one view in 16 years.
I'm there. You want to go at 6? Let's go.
Yeah.
A bumble date we had on air.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been awesome.
A bumble date?
It gave you a hit on me while I was waiting for you.
Oh, boy.
Do I even, very rarely in my radio career, do I need to not say anything and just wish that you people that can't see this could see it?
I wish they could see it. I mean, just,
this is,
it's troubling.
This needs to be our new, this is exactly what we got. This is what we deal with.
I mean, does that face say I'll be married anytime soon?
No.
Does that say, face say I'm going to be loved anytime soon?
Hey, Seth, don't stop. Keep going on. Because I mean, I'm just like, you could rattle off 40 things.
Does
that face say I ever am going to be in a healthy relationship and take anything in life seriously?
Does that face say I want to watch porn with you?
Yeah. Does that face say you got a chance for some Riz Hiz after the comedy club? If that face is anything short of the branding of the new Mr. Ed 2.0, I don't know what else we could use it for.
That face says, if you don't have a couple of bumps, get the hell away from me.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. If you didn't know it before, well then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code BUBBA. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code.
Kanye West is taken to a toilet, put his Grammy award in the toilet, and took a video of himself urinating on the Grammy award, which is submerged in the toilet.
This guy's...
That's called Thursday for Kanye.
Oh, man.
I mean...
Don't forget, he could be our next president.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
Is it still a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Great. So he's officially going to be on the ballot in every state?
You know how they say, like, when other people other than the big two are on the, you know, like when an independent, like Ross Perot, and you know, they always say, well, that guy really is hurting such and such, and Correct. They statistically break it down as to who.
Yes.
What, with Kanye, and by whatever votes he would get, is that maybe Biden. Hurting Biden?
Yes.
Yeah, but it depends on who you ask, but yes.
The pundits would say that probably hurts Biden more than Trump.
Yes.
Could we be honest, though, and go, not enough people are going to vote for Kanye to even make a difference in this thing?
I don't know, man. The last election went down.
Really close.
The last election went down to, Hillary won the popular and Donald won the electoral.
Right, I know, but is Kanye getting on the ballot in swing states? Like, is Kanye going to be on the ballot in Florida or some of those other places that I don't know about? I doubt
he's
it.
He's actually part of a party. Did you know that?
What party? The IP on my Grammys and my golden toilet.
No, it's
because I might actually join that party.
It's
Seth. Did you hear about that new party?
Yeah,
I pee on my Grammys with my golden toilet party.
Oh my God! I just wish I had a Grammy to pee on.
Yeah,
that's the birthday party. Not kidding.
I was watching.
Did you say you are kidding?
Not kidding.
You're not
kidding. I was with my mother yesterday, and of course we have to watch Fox. Just that's where it stays, and so she's watching Fox, and I watched this one guy come up, and he was breaking down what it was really going to take to win the presidency as far as the Electoral College deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much got it that it's going to come down to, well, Minnesota is hugely in play. Minnesota is hugely in play because this
that
guy went.
Swing state? I feel like it's
no,
blue.
No, it is blue. Yeah. It is blue. But they're trying to steal Minnesota because
it's
of whatever.
A, yeah.
But the one, the one state they need at the very top of what Trump needs more than anything in the world
right here
is Florida's 29 electoral votes.
Yep.
Like, that's where it starts. If he loses Florida, everything's done. Because we got 29
and
of them.
They had him pegged to lose all those swing states last time, and then he started winning those, and that's when it was like, uh-oh.
Wisconsin, yeah. Michigan.
They said the poll showed Hillary winning by like 20 points.
Oh, right. Yeah. Wisconsin, Michigan. Oh, I know what I was going to do today, Blitz.
Arizona may go blue, too, they were talking about. I don't think it will, though.
Blitz, here's what I was going to do. So I'm watching this yesterday, and this is Fox, so it's probably... But it wasn't slanted. Like, they were saying Donald's getting his ass kicked in this state.
Well, yeah, well, so Fox now has really gone a lot to the left compared to what they used to be.
All right, well, I'm saying, like, I'm watching this, and it's like, you know, they're not Donald, right. You know, yeah, sucking Donald's D. They're
no,
like,
they don't. They hate Donald. Like, the only person that doesn't is Tucker.
Right.
Everybody else hates
Sean him. Hannity likes him, right?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Those are the two big names.
But during the day, they were pretty much down the road, middle. Yeah. But they were being like, okay, well, he's getting his ass kicked in Minnesota, and he's got to win these. And he's got to do that. And so the one guy comes on and says, Minnesota, I feel, is a lot closer than what these polls are saying. Because they had Donald losing Minnesota by 17%. And I'm thinking.
This was last election or this one?
This was yesterday.
Oh, okay. If the poll. Okay.
And so I'm thinking. And, you know, these aren't. I get calls on my cell phone all the time, and I'm supposed to have the do not block deal and the do not DPO, but like
politics is excluded from that.
And they call, hello, is this Booba? Yeah. Yes. If the presidential election was today, who would you vote for? Most likely, not likely. I'm like, leave me alone, and I never, ever, I always hang up on them. So these are the people.
I was going to say the same thing.
They marked that as a Kanye vote.
Well, so Kanye is on the ballot in Arkansas, Colorado, Oklahoma, Utah, and Vermont, and he has pending applications in Iowa, Missouri, Minnesota, and Tennessee.
Dude, those states should be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. I think we should try to maybe back the Kanye gets on the ballot in Florida. Kind
Dude,
of
Kanye has...
He has already missed a deadline for Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, and a bunch of others. So yeah, he's got no chance
states,
of being on
states
this.
That matter.
The guy's got serious mental issues, and I have no idea why nobody in his life ever tries to look after this guy.
So, Blitz, here's what I'm thinking. The Bubba Army, the nearly 1,500 people that are in chat, mm-hmm. and the people that can call my phones right now, 813-90-BUBBA, that we just throw it out there as to what if we did a poll right now, and Blitz, I think the poll that you put up on Twitter, they can only vote once, right?
I can set it so they can vote multiple times, or I could do it for free, or they can pay to vote again. But most of the polls I put up, you can only vote once.
All right, could we do a vote once deal?
Yeah, yeah.
And we just put, who are you voting for, Biden or Trump? And we just see what our little world, where our world stands, and we 813-90-BUBBA, and you literally just call in and go Trump, or I don't need any long dissertation or as to why or anything like that. You just say Trump, Biden, Kanye, whomever.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't put Kanye on there. I put just Biden and Trump.
Well, let's just stick with Biden and Trump. It's the only people that are really going to matter. And we kind of get a little bit of a cross-section of the Bubba Army. Now, Lummy, are you ready to have a little tally poll over there? Do you know how to do that? You know, little sticks, you know?
Yeah.
And can you make two categories, one with Trump and one with Biden?
Yep.
And you keep
it. The poll is up in the top of the chat for the people.
All right, perfect. So go to our chat if you're in our Twitch world. And, I mean, Seth, I'm not going to skew the programming any certain way. I think we tend to probably lean more Trump. I think we do.
I don't think there's any question.
I think there's no question. But I think that we're also cynically looking at the whole thing, and we're not, like, basing our whole show around it, right? Like, you know. And if anybody wants to vote for anybody, I don't care, quite frankly. And kind of get what our unscientific poll is, right?
Okay.
I mean, hi, who's this? And all I want to know is where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
97.3 The Rattler?
No, I'm listening to you on Twitch.
Oh, but you know we're heard in Phoenix, right?
Yeah, it doesn't come in that well, but when you go up to Prescott, it does.
Fantastic.
This is better, though, isn't it?
It is better.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself, Jessica. Are you a single woman?
All I want to know is where you're calling from. Who are you calling for?
Sorry.
Hey, Jessica. How you doing?
Well, we didn't know Jessica was going to call.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a Jessica.
Hold on. I don't blame you.
I didn't know there was a hot-sounding chick from Phoenix, Arizona, watching to me on Twitch. I mean, this has got me so squirreled out, I can't even function. Jessica, hi.
Hi.
Are you single? Are you hot? What's your deal?
I'm hot and married.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, then who you voting for?
Who you voting for immediately?
Trump.
Now, Seth, can we get their spouse's vote too? Or that wouldn't be, you know, that wouldn't be.
Yeah, of course.
Should we put two down for Trump? Or are you like, or is your husband going to vote for Biden?
No, he's Trump guy.
No, he's Trump all the way.
All right, so two for Trump.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks, Bubba.
Thanks for being great. Seth, that kind of put a little pep in the step, huh?
Yeah, you like hearing from a lady.
Hot sounding married chick.
Yeah,
Bubba Army, Phoenix.
Phoenix sluts for Trump. I mean, Phoenix ladies and their husbands.
Phoenix
for Trump.
Hot women.
Hi. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
John from South Carolina. Trump guy all the way, and I'm calling about the magic butter machine.
We're not giving one away right now.
Yeah, but I know you got one, so you can just let me have it.
No, John, I don't have mine. I can't give one till next week. It's one a week. But thank you for your vote. I might even say for your Trump vote, because I just want to know the data. No skewed. Hello.
Is South Carolina up in the air?
I think it is in play.
Really?
South Carolina is blue, I think. No?
Usually.
Hi, who's this?
What about it's Fozzie, and we're voting for Trump in person, if you will.
Thank you, Fozzie.
So then what you're saying is your vote's going to actually count.
Yeah, because going in person means it does count.
Yeah, mailing it in. Might as well just throw it in the trash.
South Carolina's red, hard red.
Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from? Who are you voting for?
Trump, 2020.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this? Where are you from? Who are you voting for?
Trump, Jacksonville.
Hi, who's this? Who are you voting for? Where are you from?
From Cape Coral, vote for Trump.
Hi, who's this? Where are you from?
Charleston, South Carolina. Trump.
Trump needs to be on our show. Got a heavy. Yeah, this is Gary Grubbs from Arapeca. I'm voting for goddamn Trump, and if you don't vote for him, I'll kill you.
Well, he should. I mean,
that's what he. Me and Blitz went out there one day, and it was all big Trump hype deal. That's what I'll tell you about goddamn Trump. You guys better vote for Trump. I'm just telling you. Hey, Bubba, when we get done, I'm gonna give you this MAGA hat. You better wear that sumbitch every day. I'm just telling you.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your lazy boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to KEEPS.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's KEEPS.com/POTUS. KEEPS.com/POTUS.